Hello and welcome to a new podcast produced in conjunction with Electricity Northwest. Electricity Northwest are champions of the Northwest and proud that it's their network that connects communities and helps keep the electricity flowing every minute of every day, from when you wake up to when you fall asleep and all the hours in between. As well as the power network, Electricity Northwest has a partner network of a huge number of charities and other organisations that they work with in order to support their communities with financial, physical or social issues that may arise. Today we're going to speak to Lancashire Fire and Rescue Service about the importance of safety in the home and how the cost of living crisis is impacting this. In order to do this, we've been joined by Julie Simpson, Prevention Support Officer, AgeSafe, and also Lee Cook, Incident Investigator. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
So I think the best thing to do maybe would be to start with is to talk about your individual roles. So, Julie, you are Prevention Support Officer, AgeSafe. That sounds like a big remit.
Okay, so I work at our service headquarters, and in prevention support, we deal with mainly writing policy and strategy against our prevention activities. And we also support the staff out on area who are delivering the prevention activities. So under our prevention kind of function is the home fire safety visits that we deliver. We also support campaigns, local campaigns, work with partners, etc. So my role really is to support the delivery of the prevention functions on area, but also kind of write the strategy, the planning, and within that is the AgeSafe thematic group. So under our prevention function, we have four thematic groups. The first one is Start Safe. So under the Start Safe umbrella, that's all the education we deliver with children, young people. Live Safe is basically anyone age 18 to 64. So quite a wide target audience there. But within the AgeSafe group, we look at volunteering, mental health, community mental health comes under that as well, and other issues really that affect the majority of the population. So my remit in AgeSafe is the 65 and over.
Okay.
Quite a vulnerable group for Lancashire Fire and Rescue Service. And then the last thematic group is Road Sense, so it's anything to do with road safety.
Wow, right, okay. So, Lee, your job as incident investigator would involve you going all over the place and investigating incidents, I'm going to guess.
Correct, yes. My role predominantly is fire investigation, which encompasses the whole of Lancashire. Within the day-to-day role of fire investigation, we attend incidents to primarily find the cause. But one of the biggest things that we do is to find the cause behind the cause. So if we've had domestic incidents involving domestic appliances, we would also link in with partner agencies like Trading Standards to identify these products back to Trading Standards to see if there's a bigger pattern emerging. So whilst it is just fire investigation, the bigger picture is linking in with Julie and the prevention and making sure that households are safe.
So the cause behind the cause is a great hook to sort of hang this podcast off. Are you beginning to find that the cost of living increase in the crisis is beginning to be the cause behind the cause of an increasing number of incidents?
From myself point of view, we haven't seen a dramatic rise in the number of incidents. That's not to say that they're not occurring. Because of the work that's gone on over the years in prevention, we've been out into the community, we've spoken to households, we've installed smoke alarms. So the incidents may be occurring, but actually being dealt with by the householders. So we're not actually getting to know about them. I think the real peak will come maybe when the weather starts getting a little bit colder and the darker nights start closing in. And that's when we may see a significant rise in the number of incidents we're attending.
Okay, but Julia, are you beginning to see and hear about behavioural changes which are down to this?
We are beginning to hear of it, but like Lee said, because we're just coming out of the summer months, the full impact of the cost of living crisis and the latest price increase, I don't really think we'll see the impact of that until the coming weeks. But last, at the beginning of the year, when we were just coming out of last winter, our community safety teams were, you know, coming back to me as an Age Safe lead, saying that a lot of older people, even back then, before the price increase in April, were scared to put the heating on. They were, you know, they were either heating one room with old fires. So that's when, you know, if they don't put the central heating on, that's when they begin to bring old fires that they've not used for a long time to heat one room. So we're beginning to see that. We've heard stories of people using barbecues inside, camping gas, candles to cook, believe it or not. Obviously, the use of candles, you know, to provide light as well. Lots of people are opening up fireplaces now as well. They seem to be opening up the fireplaces. There's been a few incidents that I've kind of read where people are just burning general rubbish,
yeah,
you know, and it's clogging up the chimney, and that can cause smoke alarms to go off, or you know, it can cause that carbon monoxide risk as well coming back into the living room. So we've not got lots of real evidence, have we, Lee, just yet?
Not yet.
But the feeling is that actually, you know, people will start to change the way they do things naturally to save money, and it's going to be interesting to see actually what the next few weeks brings, really.
And you know, I'm part of the generation for whom, you know, fire safety was drilled into at a much younger age. You know, it was all about not having naked flames in the house, not hanging clothes too close to the fire. But Lee, you were saying that you've seen both of those in the not too recent past.
That's correct. Yes, I've attended incidents quite recently where candles were being used to light a property. For whatever reason, we don't know. There was no electricity in the house. And ultimately, the use of the candles and the naked flame did cause a fire in the house. And unfortunately, a gentleman lost his life. For us, ourselves, we talk about, like I said before, the cause behind the cause. We've tried to dig into why this gentleman didn't have electricity. Was it a lifestyle choice, or was there some financial reason that he couldn't afford to pay for electricity? So incidents are occurring, like we said before, and not taking the right advice when using a naked flame. That, as you just said, a generation of fire safety has been drilled into people. And then we're hearing on the news of potential blackouts over the next few months. And the first thing people will probably do is go to the local stores, buy candles, and potentially use candles as a means of light in the home.
Well, listen, you mentioned it before. I'm giving serious consideration to putting a wood burner in because it appears to me that over the course of time, that might be a cheap way of heating my house. But it's not just as simple as that, is it? You need to make sure that who's putting it in is reputable. You need to make sure that you've done all the correct checks that you need to do. And not everybody knows all of the regulations behind it. You know, there's fuel burning regulations, what you can and can't burn. And I'm guessing that you can give people advice with all of those sorts of things.
Yeah, our website, we've developed a brand new page dedicated to the cost of living crisis. So the links on there, whichever concern you've got, there will be links on there that will direct you to, you know, a partner website to give you the correct advice. But it's not just opening up, you know, your chimney. It's the cost of having all those people to come in and do the checks, really. That cost might offset your saving in the first 3 months or so. So people are going to try and do it as cheap as they can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the Lancashire Fire Service is obviously part of your role is making sure that all of these messages get out there, making sure that the communities that you look after are protected. And I know that you mentioned when we were prepping for this that Electricity North West have been influential in arranging an initiative that you have called the Thermometer. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Electricity North West are part of our partner focus group that we host on a quarterly basis. So it's like I said earlier, we've been having conversations with our partners since right in the beginning of the year about the potential impact that the cost of living crisis will have. And obviously Electricity North West are one of the largest distributors. So it just made sense to work with them on such an initiative. So we, as a service, for the last couple of years through our winter safety campaign, we've issued little A6 thermometer cards with safety messages in there, and they've been extremely popular. So we approached Electricity North West to see if we could revise the thermometer cards and make them more generic, because our winter safety ones were really designed around the winter period. But obviously the cost of living crisis is not just a winter thing. It's going to be, you know, it's all year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Electricity North West agreed to redesign the card. We've included some safety messages from Cadent, the gas distributor, as well. And obviously Age UK are a big part of this because of the vulnerability of the older people during the winter months as well. So we asked them if they would redesign the card. Not only did they redesign the card, but they've also paid for the printing of 30,000, which means for us as a service, we've got a resource that we can actually hand out during a home fire safety check and signpost people to further support. And we wouldn't have been able to do that as a service in isolation, really.
So they're a great partner to have.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, whatever we ask for, we ask for support. You know, they're always there. They're always willing to assist.
Well, that sounds great. So if people want to be involved with the Thermometer Initiative, is there a way that they can get more information about it?
We will be directing people to our website. And then through the website, they can request a home fire safety check. So during the home fire safety check, our staff will be issuing the thermometer cards. But we will be engaging with our partner network. So we'll be linking in with you know, care agencies, GP surgeries, social services, lots of partner networks to actually get the cards out into the community to vulnerable people. So it won't just be Lancashire Fire and Rescue Service that are issuing the thermometer cards. We'll be working with a whole network of partners just to make sure that the education and the messages is out there, you know, are out there. But our website will be, you know, the one-stop place to go for information advice.
And Lee, I presume that you're going to very much hope that all of this information is going to eventually, well, make sure that you have less incidents to investigate.
I hope so. we do regularly monitor the incidents that we attend per month. One of my roles is to produce monthly reports for the service, and we gauge that against, we call them key performance indicators. So we gauge that against how we've been performing over the last few years. So it's going to be interesting to see whether this initiative has a direct impact on maintaining the numbers as they are, or we do see an actual increase because of the cost of living, or if this project works well and is successful, we actually see a decrease in the number of incidents, which is what I'm hoping for.
Well, yeah, as are we all. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's been absolutely great for you to be part of this project. And I wish you all the best with the thermometer and your enormous remit that you have. And Lee, I hope that you stay safe.
And
thank you very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast in conjunction with Electricity North West. We will have more of these as the weeks go on. We're going to talk to more and more partners. The next one to come up in the series will be my conversation with Groundwork. But for the time being, Lee Cook, Incident Investigator, Julie Simpson, Prevention Support Officer for AgeSafe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.